Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot dogs!
Hot dogs!
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs.
Okay. Hot dogs, yep.
You know they make those things out of hot shit, you know?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Hot, hot, hot dogs!
Did not have the hot dog of the day yesterday at the game. We got a Florida Panthers game tomorrow at the KeyBank Center. The dog of the day for Florida. Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Miami.
Cats.
Ish. Lauderdale. Panthers.
You did not just say cats. Why'd you say cats?
They call them the cats.
Because the Panthers.
Well, I know, but what does a cat have to do with a hot dog?
It doesn't have to be a cat. It could be cat-themed.
Just took me back to horse meat from last year.
Right. It's not. I'm not predicting it's cat meat. The Panthers are going to have some sort of...
Is there some
seafood?
Is there going to be some theme about trying to be the King Slayer here because you're playing the Cup Champs?
Ooh, okay.
You know, like,
all right. How would you go about that, though?
I don't know.
Because if we go with the area, South Florida food, what comes to mind? We're talking like, okay, are we talking like seafood, kind of?
Sometimes,
like marlin.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
Am I
food?
Only picking species you can't.
There's some New Orleans style stuff in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. But you're not going to go New Orleans style, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do like the trophy tie-in. Like the cup is silver.
Sure.
Could you do like... Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think
this might be a tough one.
Taco. It's going to be like a taco dog.
A taco dog?
Yeah. Let's do that. Chipotle.
Is there chorizo? Yeah.
Chorizo dog. Final answer. Chorizo dog, salsa verde with onion straws.
Onion straws, okay. Is there like a player that fits for this?
Scott Mellenby. Rats. Don't forget about the rats. Florida's got a rat.
I don't think that helps us.
No.
I don't think that helps us.
No rat theme?
I don't think you want a rat-themed hot dog. Just a guess.
How about rhino on it for Sam Reinhart's return?
You want to make a Reinhart
dog?
Hey,
rhino. Will the Sabres congratulate him on winning the Stanley Cup?
No, they will not congratulate Sam Reinhart. There is zero chance.
You know, welcome.
He's been back a bunch,
could do welcome back, so you can't do congratulations? Being told,
I don't think you could. You can do no.
Last year's Florida dog was maybe Cuban inspired, like a ham and.
Okay.
You know. All right. DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ.
Hey guys. So I don't know about you. I hate doing things that I'm just terrible at. And the Pegulas have basically been terrible at owning the Sabres since they started. How many? And we're not going to make it this year. I'm sure we're going to have to tear down the team again. So it's probably another 3-year wait till we make the playoffs. How many years of just being terrible at something do you guys think it would take you before you just sell the team?
I don't know. I know what you're asking, but they're not selling the team.
Here's what I would say.
Controlling interest of the team. If you told me in a year they're going to sell off 20% of it, I'm not sure I'd be stunned at that. But to sell the whole team, I don't know. You think he would? Part of that question too is: do you think the Pegulas would walk away never having won with it once?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, at one point it was. Listen, the economics of the NHL have changed a lot since they bought the team. What was the salary cap the year they bought it? $64 million? And what is it now?
Just about.
92? And the league's business model is expansion. I really think that's their business model. They've been stagnant for quite some time. The cap didn't move anywhere. How many teams make a profit? Last time there was a lockout, we found it was like five teams that fund the whole league. And the other teams exist because they need teams to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know. Would it take me to sell the team if I don't understand. I could never understand like how spending that much money on something, of course. But if you have enough money to do it, I don't know. Look at your own fantasy football team. You haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. Do you quit? Or do you just keep going because you enjoy it? You would try to win. Do you want to win? You know, how invested are they? How much do they care about winning it? I don't know.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So. Spending to the cap would be a start for just, it feels like, I do wonder what would come next because they do feel to me like they are a mom and pop shop, you know? And in my own mind, I do wonder, they once said, was this in the COVID year, when they did that Zoom call with the media, Terry Pegula and Kim Pegula, and they said they felt let down by the hockey world, right? They felt let down by the hockey world is what they said. So what we're going to do, we're going to do our own people. And since then, I feel like they've been run, they feel like a mom and pop shop.
They were let down by the hockey world because of Botterill?
Because of Botterill and Murray maybe too, yeah, right? Like because
the hockey world
and Bylsma.
Said, yeah, the hockey world said Botterill, and Botterill was horrendous.
Yeah, but I wonder if they would ever feel like, okay, well, let's go back to that. Let's try this proven GM. Let's get him in here to take over someone that's done it elsewhere, not just one of our own people. Like, I do wonder if that's what would come next, but I don't know how optimistic I am about that, that if this year goes poorly and they fire Kevin Adams, that they're not just going to promote somebody from within.
Yeah, who gets the job from there?
Right.
Jeff in Hamburg is next up. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hot dog thing. Why not gator dogs? You can easily make sausage with gator, and you could mix it even with like andouille, and it would taste good. I like gator anyways, and it's probably easy enough to get around here. I mean, you can find it. And on the GM thing, I don't understand how many times has Dudley been available, and they just keep, at least he's a respected GM. I just feel like they just keep tripping over themselves. Over and over again.
Yeah. I would eat gator.
Have you had gator before?
No, I would eat it mainly. And you know, first off, I'd eat most, but gator would eat me. So, you know.
That one is, it's different than, yeah, sure, maybe other things I've
eaten
before.
Eye for an eye.
Have I ever eaten a meat of an animal that would eat me? I don't think so. Right?
Yeah, it's not stuff that, first off, there aren't that many that would.
Sure. That would be legal also. Right. Yeah, gator might be it. All right. How tough would that be to get in, though, and then mass produce it for the arena?
Seems like it'd be not very cost effective.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it, though. If you could pull it off.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. I'm into it.
803-0550. Joe's off to Bethpage Black. What are you going to shoot out there today?
Ooh,
here's a question. Here's what I want to do. I want to do the old course handicap. Are you playing the tips? What's the plan here? Has it been discussed?
We have not discussed what tees we're playing. I can't imagine we're playing the tips, though. I don't actually even know how many options they provide you. Is it only the tips?
So, detailed scorecard, Bethpage Black. You have blue tees. Holy cow. The blue tees are the blue tees are the back tees.
Okay.
And that's 7,400 yards. You're not playing those.
Not doing that.
You're going to play the whites. Okay.
All right. We're going to play the whites. What are the whites?
Par 71. Always love to see that.
Yep. Okay.
6,700 yards. I'm going to plug it in. Your handicap is what right now?
14.5.
The course rating is 74.2.
Okay.
The slope is 155. That's a big number.
Oh.
No, it's 148. 148 for the Blues.
That's still a pretty big
148.
Number.
And par is 71. So you will play that course. Your handicap. Oh my God. Your handicap is a 22 there.
Come on.
Yeah, your handicap's a 22.
From the whites?
From the whites.
A 22?
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I walking into?
I've had friends that have played it and said, you got to do it, but it's horrible.
Like it's going to eat you alive.
Yeah.
Every review I've heard is if you are in the rough, it's a death sentence. Like you've got just get it out 10 yards. Get it out of the rough. Get back to the fairway and don't go back into the rough. That's what I've been told. The rough is as thick as anything you've ever experienced in your life.
Yeah. 22. You're a 22.
A 22? All right. At least we'll all be playing on the same, you know, level basically.
Will you break 110?
Yes, I think I'll break 110.
All right, there's the number, over-under 110.
I think I have it in me to break 100, but I might have to play perfect.
22 says it's going to be tough.
Yeah. If I have a perfect round, I think I can get to 99.
Yeah, well, good luck. We'll wrap things up, hand it off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott is scheduled to join the show at 10:15.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.